Hello.
Hello
And welcome to
Don't Drink and Judge. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yes, we
that
got this.
That has to be like the best we've done it. Yes.
I almost said outro. We got this intro down.
We don't have an outro. We don't need an outro.
That's basically become our outro at this point.
It started as a joke, but now we're just like, meh. So, today has been a day.
Oh my goodness, where do we start?
So, you were editing our MBTI.
Yes. So, I was editing the MBTI podcast last episode, and then I was like, you know what, I'm on a roll. I'm going to start editing the next episode that we had already pre-recorded. It was an LGBT episode where we did a whole coming out situation, because neither of us are straight. Spoiler alert. And it turns out that there was a malfunction with the microphone and all of that audio is not usable. So we're going to have to re-record that.
Yeah, I was at work and I just get this like huge block text. Everything's off of there were YouTube videos playing in the background and we can't hear anything we're saying and we have to completely re-record it. And I was like, I don't even remember that night anyway, so it's all good.
I was just so proud of that episode. Like, I feel like it was a really good one, and then it's just all unusable. But that's okay. Eventually, we're gonna re-record it.
But not tonight, because after I got home from work, we decided we wanted to go see the new Spider-Man movie. I'll say it like that to avoid copyright.
Like, they'll take down. Do you remember, like, 3 episodes ago when we played entire snippets from Broadway musicals and no one gave a single crap?
That's Broadway. That's not the MCU.
Fair. Spider-Man is what she meant. Sue me, MCU. / Sony.
Sue Laura, not me. Anyhow, so we were gonna go see Spider-Man and we stopped for dinner first at Panera because I've been craving that for like days. And it just started pouring buckets outside.
Because Florida.
Yes. It was, we got there and it was like barely sprinkling. And I was like, okay, this is good. This is good. Because when we left our apartment, it was kind of like iffy. And we were sitting there, we got our food and I look out the window and I'm like, shit, that rain's going sideways.
Oh yeah.
This is bad. And I was like, maybe it's Florida. I mean, we'll sit here, we'll eat dinner for like 15, 20 minutes and it'll be fine. Nope.
It got worse.
It got way worse. And so we like sprint out.
Oh my God. We were running to the car and screaming the whole way because there were already puddles and our shoes were soaked.
So like normally to get through a rain, like get through the rain without getting like yourself soaked and your shoes completely drenched, you want to like take slow, deliberate steps. I decided, just take giant leaping steps. That'll keep your feet dry. Instead, my pants got so, not just my feet got drenched. My jeans got drenched all the way up. My entire pants were drenched. And we got in the car and we were freezing and everyone was just like, let's just go home. Let's see Spider-Man like another night. This is a sign we need to go home and just put on comfy pants and record a new podcast episode.
Yeah.
And so we were driving home, and then the person in front of us braked really hard or something.
Yeah, they were turning, but it was kind of a sharp turn, so I didn't realize they were braking until they were, like, already turning. So I had to brake, and it wasn't the sort of situation where I was, like, slamming on the brakes, because it was really raining. Yeah, it was just harder than you would normally, but not slamming on the brakes. But we were in, like, a giant water puddle, because it was still basically hurricaning outside.
Yes. And we hydroplaned, and our back end went sideways.
Yeah, we almost did a 180 turn in the middle of the road.
Thankfully, this is a huge, like, 3-lane each side highway. That's typically very packed tonight.
Highway.
I'd consider it a highway.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Maybe this is a northerner versus southerner dialect thing, but highway is like, you know, where you're going 70 miles per hour.
That's
you've
the
got
interstate.
A highway. It doesn't have to be an interstate.
A big state road I consider to be a highway.
Okay, agree to disagree. That's not important. It was a wide road.
Yes, it was 3 lanes on each side. Thankfully, there were like maybe 2 other cars on the road, and one of them passed us without any trouble.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the middle of the road, and we were in the middle of the road, and thankfully they were able to stop with plenty of space. But I had this moment of like, well, we're about to get in a car accident and die.
We were talking about this after the fact, and we realized that neither of us were screaming or anything. Mm-hmm. We were both silent when it happened, and we were like, this is the most millennial thing we could have done. Just like, this is how we go, it's how we go.
Just accepting death. That's it. So we decided we wanted to come home and just chill. And like, by the most Florida thing ever, by the time we got home, the rain stopped.
I was so pissed.
And originally we were like, we'll go home, get on like dry clothes, and if the rain stops in like an hour, we'll go back out and go see the movie. But after that, we were just like, nope, we're putting on coffee pants, and we're chilling.
Yeah, we were too traumatized even to record the LGBT episode, because you have to be in a certain mood for that. Yeah. We need something light. Why did I say something? I don't know. I almost let it go, but then I was like, this is too weird. We need something lighthearted today. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go through Mary's Tinder.
Yes. So I've had, from the trauma, I decided I needed, you walked out of your room and I was just chugging a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I literally go to the kitchen and she's got a bottle of wine, an empty bottle of wine. I was like, how fast did you chug this?
I'd only had like half a glass left in that bottle.
If
and I was like,
so.
I'm not, this isn't even worth dirtying a glass for, and I just upended the bottle. But I've had about two or three vodka cranberries.
Two.
Okay, so I had like that little bit of wine, I had two vodka cranberries. So we decided we're gonna go through my Tinder since our coming out video. Or not.
You keep saying video. Take a shot every time she thinks we're doing a YouTube channel.
Yes. So since like this is gonna be way before our like full official coming out episode, I'll like mini come out again. I'm bi, romantic, demisexual. So Tinder is very interesting.
Yeah, I am bisexual, but doesn't matter now because I'm currently in a relationship, so I'm not on Tinder, but it's so entertaining watching Mary Tinder.
And when I'm sober, I'm like very serious. I read all of the bios, I look through every picture. When I get drunk, I'm just like, swipe. He looks like a douchebag. You know what? I'm kind of in the mood to talk to a douchebag tonight. Swipe right.
Oh, it's so entertaining. So we're going to do that, but commentate during it. Okay, so she's already started it. And this guy, William, has a puppy.
Yes, he's William, 24. Let's look through his bio. I'm a gamer, a nerd, and I love making people laugh. Have not yet seen a picture of his face. Let's see.
Oh. Oh, that's why he led with the puppy.
Yeah.
We're horrible people.
We're going to hell, but that's all.
It's okay.
Oh, super like, super likes, I feel like, are so creepy. Basically, super likes ensure that the person is going to see you and know already that you've liked them.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah. I like the surprise of being like, oh, did we match? Well, we matched! Or, oh well.
Yeah.
And the super like, I feel like, is a little Joe Goldberg-y. Where it's
just
like,
from you.
Yes, I like you. You must like me too. And I'm just like, no. Although, like, I've talked to some guy friends about it, and they've been like, oh, I love it when a girl super likes me. And I'm like, I feel like it's so creepy. And they're like, what do you mean it's creepy? And a lot of the girls I've talked to, like,
sorry, they were being loud.
A lot of the girls, like my female friends I've talked to, have been like, is it creepy to y'all also? And they're like, yeah, it's real creepy when someone super likes you. So girls think it's creepy, guys don't. Guys tend to do it, girls typically don't.
Oh, no, David. David had some facial hair situation.
I hate the, like, videos. I don't know why, but, like, if you have one of your pictures, it's, like, the boomerang video. No.
Immediate swipe left. Ooh.
You're
basically, if you have a puppy, Mary's 90% more likely to swipe right.
Oh, make the puppies drive in your car. Puppies don't
That's not dangerous at all. So this guy's William.
Just looking for someone to hit the gym with me and go on a Chipotle date after. Ugh, Chipotle.
You're gonna swipe left because of Chipotle?
No. I'm just saying, that's a 1 point down. But I'll be your gym helper. Bonus points if you can drive stick. I can, actually.
Oh.
Fun fact of the day. Ooh, it's a match! Yay!
Yeah.
Keep swiping. The old Tinder version, like the old version of Tinder, would say keep playing, and I didn't like that. I like
Oh,
that now it's
that's
like keep
weird.
swiping. I'm like, yes, this isn't a game.
Love's not a game.
Love's
Love's
not
not
a
a
game.
game. Only like one person will understand that reference.
Oh, White Josh,
White
best.
Josh. Anyway, that's from a show that we love. And I think we've talked about this show every single episode of this
We
podcast.
actually didn't talk about it on the one we just edited.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so MBTI podcast is the only one we have not talked about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. If you hear the jingling, that's the cat's collars. They're currently in crazy hour and chasing each other. Scout!
You can tell which cat it is by their meow.
Scout's got a little bit more low-pitched meow because she's
She's
old.
older. Hey, bud. Hey, baby girl. All
What's
the attention.
wrong, Scout?
Come here. Want some attention? Take a shot, by the way.
Yep.
No, Wesley, no.
Wesley!
Oh, it's okay. Scout's my baby.
Wesley's my baby.
In case we haven't said this yet, we are roommates and cat moms.
We always like start the podcast and then 10 minutes in, we're like, by the way, this is how we know each other, and this is the concept of our podcast. So, do you think that it's possible to find love on Tinder?
It is. My sister met her husband on Tinder.
Really? Oh.
So my sister met her husband on Tinder, and they have a beautiful baby boy. He's the cutest little nephew in the world, and I love him. And they just got two kittens.
Oh yeah, you told me about
Oh,
that.
they're so cute.
What was I gonna say? Oh, right. Nope, I forgot. Oh, okay, I remember.
You're gonna edit this. I'm all on you. You do so much work for our podcast, and I appreciate it. And you're
thank
doing
you.
so well.
I
I just want to let you know
appreciate your appreciation. I'm just gonna keep all this stuttering in, okay? Because you know what? Sometimes I deserve an editing break, okay? And
that.
you're gonna have to deal with our horrible speaking.
I think we were editing as I was getting drunk for this. I tweeted out, I was like, God bless Laura. She can edit my like 10-minute drunken rant into like 2 minutes of actual substance, and it makes me sound so eloquent when I'm not at all.
Yeah, there's a reason why I want my career to be in writing and not in speaking. Anyway, but back on Tinder though. So, my first roommate in my first year of college, one of my roommates, she had a dilemma where she had, I guess she was in a love quadrangle. Or, no,
That's
sorry.
square.
No, it was four different guys that she was seeing on Tinder and she couldn't choose between
A
them.
love pentagon.
Love Pentagon. And I was like, oh my god, is this what Tinder's like? Just all the people and they're equally as good. But then at the same time, like, if you can't choose between four guys, you probably shouldn't choose any of the guys. You know what I mean? I don't know.
You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? I've been sitting here swiping while you've been like trying to get words out.
Why do we record this when we're drunk? Because I can word even less than I usually can.
That's the point.
Oh, for a second I thought that guy's name was Engine. It looks like Engine, just without the E.
One has one E,
Engine?
but the end, at the
At the
end.
beginning, you mean?
Not the E at the end.
Oh, I thought you said. Never mind. David has a dog. There are a lot of Davids.
Oh, he's a baseball player?
Oh, he's got a six-pack. She swiped right. Dylan. That's what I don't get whenever you're swiping through Tinder and there's someone with
Sometimes they
a
explain it.
girlfriend.
I don't think that was his girlfriend. That didn't look like.
Or not a girlfriend, but sometimes, especially with men on Tinder,
That looks like a
like,
family
there's.
photo.
Oh, yeah, that one. I'm talking about different photos where. Ooh, you
It's
matched with the guy with the cute tattoo.
a match!
What was I saying? All right, but sometimes there are pictures of, you know, like a guy with a girl at prom or something. I'm like, why
Or
did
like
I
it's like
post
really
it?
obviously cut out, and I'm like, just take a new picture, dude.
Yeah.
So cute puppy.
Pooper. Oh, he's cute.
He is cute.
Kind of.
He's got nice facial hair. Also, his first picture was Margarita Monday, my kind of guy. The only thing in his bio is his puppy's name. That's all that matters.
Exodus?
Yes.
I wonder if any of these people listen to our podcast. Wouldn't that be so
I
funny?
highly doubt it.
That's how you meet the love of your life. He listened to this episode of the podcast.
Oh, that guy has a man bun. Whew, no. I know
Ooh.
you don't like that picture.
Oh my god. Okay, so it's a picture of him lifting weights, and the veins on his arm are very prominent. She thinks veins are attractive.
I think that's too much, but like typically, like I think veins are pretty attractive.
Ew.
And she's just
they
like, no.
Freak me out in every capacity. Like anything with veins, absolutely not. And
this guy's gotta be like a catfish. He's too attractive to actually be on Tinder.
God damn, he's a model. Okay, that picture was less attractive. He's in front of the Hollywood sign. Is he an actor?
He's only 12 miles away.
Oh, it says he goes to our university.
It's gonna
oh, did you read his bio?
Yeah.
It's, oh, okay. It was a little weird.
No, it wasn't.
It said, I would hold the door open for you, but I'll definitely stare at your ass as you walk by.
Okay.
Is that not weird?
No.
Okay.
And we matched. I'm gonna message him and be like,
oh god, what are you gonna say?
There is no way I can spell. You're not a catfish.
Are you actually gonna send that? Do it. Do it for the pod.
Lol.
Do it. Oh, she sent it. There are a couple of times where I watch her Tinder and I'm like, you're not really gonna say that, right? She's got some weird people.
Probably the best, like, weird interaction I've had was this guy literally sent me, hey, and I was like, hi, and he's like, do you want to sit on my face? And I just responded, not particularly. And he just responded, darn. That was it.
I don't even remember anyone else.
There was one guy, the only thing in his bio was, I'm a potato. And then I was like, I'm going to be witty with my opener. And I was like, I like potatoes. And he was like, oh, haha, funny. And then he said something like, your pictures aren't very good.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse you? You're a fucking potato.
Oh, that was so funny. And I remember he was like, wow, what's your problem? After you were like, bitch, you said you're a potato and you're saying that my pictures aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, wow, you don't have to get all defensive. I was like, what?
And it was like, I started this conversation, first of all, complimenting you. Second of all, like, wittily showing an interest. And you're just like, your pictures are horrible. Like, fuck you.
You know, I did write down, like, a long time ago.
Oh, a list of.
A list of weird Tinder guys. I don't know if I still have it. I do. Okay. I have potato guy. Commie asshole. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Okay, so I speak Russian. I put in at the end of my bio, Ya govoru po-ruski chut-chut, which means I speak a little bit of Russian. And this guy is talking to me, and he's just like, oh, you speak Russian? And I said, yeah. So this guy said something, and he very clearly, horribly Google translated, searched something that was something about, like, I fuck your mom in the ass or something.
Oh, my God.
But really horribly Google translated. And so I sent back something that's really offensive to Russian people to say. So I'm not gonna say it now.
Okay.
And he was like, I can use Google Translate too, bitch. And I was like, yeah, I can tell. And he was like, go back home, you commie bitch.
Oh my
and I
god.
Said, do you mean Colorado? Because that's where I was born. And he was like, no, the country your family's from. And I sent, Sicily? Question mark. And then he blocked me.
Oh man, I hate that, like, go back to where you came from narrative. It's like, do you know what country we live in? The country of freaking immigrants. Like, your family, unless you're Native American, your family is also from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go all, like,
yeah,
possessive about America. It just pisses me off.
Like, my mom's family is one of those families that's, like, from one of the first settlements in Massachusetts, but they came from England, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's just stupid.
Let's see what else I have on my list. So, to explain why I have a list of Mary's weird Tinder people on my phone, I write articles for the Odyssey Online, and at one point I wanted to make, like, a weird Tinder stories article, so I wrote some of Mary's down, but now it's just, like, random terms that I don't even remember, like, what half of them mean. So,
great.
We got cokehead.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I put in my bio, I just recently graduated with a degree in criminal justice. I'm about to go into the police academy. Actually, I think this is when I added that to my bio, was after this. And I was like, so I'm clearly not 420 friendly.
Mm-hmm. It is not legal in Florida yet.
So this guy texts me, he's like, hey, we should hang out tonight. And I just matched with him 5 minutes prior, and I was like, no. I give it at least a week before I'll even give you my phone number or my Snapchat, because that for some reason feels safer. So I'll go a week before I even give you a reliable way to contact me, let alone see you in person.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, it'll be fun. We can hang out, do some blow.
Oh.
And I was like, did you read my bio? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, my first line is criminal justice graduate. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm literally about to enter the police academy. I'm not down to do cocaine.
Yeah, no.
And he was like, oh, but it'll be fun. And I was like, dude, no. And I blocked him. I was like, I don't need to deal with this.
Nice, nice, nice. Next, I have Bad Grammar Hunter.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Persistent Adam is the last one.
Oh, bless his heart. Who, I don't have notifications on for Tinder, because if I'm around my family and I get a notification from Tinder, my mom's gonna be like, time to lecture you about safety. And ooh, she's cute.
Ooh, oh, she had a butt photo.
No. And ugh.
Okay, your story.
Anyway, so my mom would be like, time to lecture you about being safe on the internet. And I'd be like, ugh, mother. I know, it's all good. I have plans. I never go anywhere without, Laura or my other roommate knowing where I'm going.
We have a code.
Yes, an emoji code for safety.
Yep.
But so I don't have notifications on. So I won't get messages sometimes for a while, and then I'll open up the app and be like, oh shit, I got 3 messages, because I'm not that popular. But this one guy, I just missed his first couple messages, I guess, and they were about a week apart. And then he was just like, oh, I see you go to the same school as me, go team. And then I was just like, I don't really have anything to respond to that with, and he's not really being that interesting, so I just didn't answer him for a little bit. And then he was like, are you active on Tinder? And I was just like, well, now I'm gonna mess with him. And then a month goes by and he sends me, hey, what you up to?
Oh, dude.
And then another month. It's once a month I would get a message from this guy asking me if I'm free or what I'm doing. And I'm just like, oh, sweetheart.
Oh my god. I had a similar thing happen to me, but it wasn't on Tinder. I was TA in this class, and I was just walking to my car, and there was this guy who struck up a conversation with me as we were walking to our cars. And I was like, okay, fine, chill, normal conversation. And then he asked me for my number, but he specified that it would be for class stuff, if either of us had questions on stuff to help each other out, which I've done a lot in the past, so I didn't think anything of it. But yeah, so I give him my number, and the first thing that he texts me, let's see if I can find it.
I deleted my Tinder and then remade it, so that's why I don't have any of those messages saved from any of those guys you were talking about. Otherwise I would be oh, let me pull up the conversation.
Oh, that would have been entertaining.
But I'm just pulling straight from memory. I want to remember what Bad Grammar Hunter was.
It's same. I feel like it was someone who was an asshole who just wrote with really bad grammar. I feel like that was the situation.
Probably.
Oh yeah, so basically the first thing this guy texts me is, hey Laura, it's blank. Hope you're enjoying the day. Winky face. And then...
And he misspelled your name too.
Yeah, but everyone misspells my name, so it's fine. So I was like, ooh, winky face. And he's not asking anything about class, so I'm just gonna not respond. And we didn't have class for 2 weeks or something, so I didn't even have to interact with him. And then almost a month after that, a solid 2.5 weeks, he says, hi. Nazdeo today. Molly. Then a week after that, he writes, hi, Laura. And then a week after that, he writes, you don't speak to me. ... That's upsetting, with an angry face emoji.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And at this point, I still had a few classes left, so I knew I'd have to confront him in class. So I was like, I'd rather do this over text than in person. So I texted him back and I was like, look, sorry I didn't respond to your text, but they seemed kind of flirty and I'm in a relationship, so I didn't want to give you the wrong idea. I didn't mean to ghost you, but I just felt uncomfortable. And then he apologized and he was like, I'm a Sagittarius, so everything I say comes across as flirty. God, okay. Look, if a girl isn't responding to you, you give up, okay?
Yeah.
Because there's probably a reason she's not responding.
Ross Geller lied to you.
Yeah.
That is not how you get the girl. Ted Mosby lied to you. That is not how you get the girl. Harassing her at her work is not how you get the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Texting her constantly is not how you get the girl. Telling her that her not answering you upsets you and implying a threat, in my opinion, is not how you get the girl. You get the girl by, like, just straight up asking her if she's interested.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not even a matter of get the girl.
Yeah.
Like, see if girl is interested. If she's interested, then ask her out. Or she can ask you out because it's 2019. If she's not, you leave her the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
Or just be her friend, because that's a thing people do too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just bothers me.
Unpopular opinion, which is sad it's unpopular opinion, but men and women can be friends.
Right? You know that movie When Harry Met Sally? Mm-hmm. You've seen it, right?
No.
Oh,
I've heard of it.
So it's basically two people who are friends, and I think Harry hits on Sally, and Sally's like, can we just be friends? And then Harry's just like, men and women can't be friends. And then the movie implies that it's true because the two of them end up together, and they're like, you're right, men and women can't be friends. I'm like, what about not straight men and women? What about straight men and women who just aren't romantically or sexually interested in each other? Like, it's a thing.
Yeah, like, to go back to friends. Yes, Monica and Chandler were friends before they were in a relationship, but Phoebe and Joey were friends and they never had any sort of relationship.
Yeah, like, they did kiss yeah, like a couple of times.
A couple times, but that was first, like, so Joey could show off how good of a kisser he was. And then another time, I think it was, like, New Year's, and then he needed to practice kissing for a show he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. But it was never, they were never like, well, now we have feelings for each other.
Yeah.
They were always, like, at one point, Phoebe was like, oh, well, so you're gonna marry her for the money, and then we're gonna run away together and start a new life in Mexico. But, like, that was all a joke, and they were platonic friends from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, and, like, Chandler and Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Joey and
Monica. I was gonna say Ross and Monica, but they were siblings.
Ross and Phoebe.
Yeah. So, like, it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Tinder now.
Right.
So, this girl, she's kinda cute.
Ooh.
Likes Disney.
She cute.
More Disney.
She has a dog, swipe right.
Oh, you don't know to play with the puppy. Oh.
Oh.
So, the last picture says cute and kinky.
Well, what's the kink? Because there are some, like, not weird kinks.
Yeah.
Some people are into, like...
picture...
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
a drawing of a woman with a...
collar and shackles.
And a whip.
Oh, I think that's a flail.
Whatever. Obviously, I'm not kinky.
Yeah, well, me neither. In high school, I was, like, the one vanilla friend in just a group of kinky people. Nothing, like, weird, but...
That kind of kinky is not my kink. By the way, fun fact of the day, ace people can have kinks. Okay.
The more you know.
So I'm gonna... But she's so cute in her bio.
Well, I would swipe right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let one picture ruin it. Oh, it didn't. Nothing happened anyway.
Oh.
This guy looks kind of like the Jake that we used to work with.
Oh my god. We worked with this guy, Jake, and he was... Sometimes he was enjoyable to work with. Sometimes he was kind of a creep.
He was more tolerable than some.
Yeah. Oh, he's cuter than Jake.
Yeah.
But that's not very hard. I hope Jake listens to this podcast.
I really do, too.
Yeah, we both used to work at the same place. We worked at a park for a while. Oh. But we're both out of that hellhole. Thank God.
Yes. just a cowboy's soul stuck in this tall, sad person's body. Can I get a yee-haw?
Swipe right.
Swipe right. Oh, we didn't match.
Katie. And it's just a selfie of her with a bunch of those, like, you know, jelly things you put on the mirror that says, am gay. That's a whole ass mood.
Yes.
They have a sense of,
oh.
Capitalism is bad. Yeah, I'm not here for communists.
Yeah.
I have family members who are communists.
Yeah. I have had the privilege of only having to study communism from a distance, but yeah, bad. It killed more people than the gulag. Just fun fact of the day.
Oh, he's kind of giving me...
Oh, he's clearly cutting out his ex-girlfriend in that picture.
Oof.
Nope.
Yeah, nope.
Just talked about that.
Also, his name was Leland. No offense to any Lelands out there.
I love her hair.
Mariah. Oh, she's got beautiful hair.
She does. She's so cute.
Bye, but not your unicorn.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's so cute. If you put a Snapchat filter as your main picture, I think you should change your picture.
Oh, he's bald.
Wow. Shallow much?
Let me just pull up that meme that I issued.
Oh,
it says, every time a man does a woman wrong, God pushes his hairline back an inch. So he must have done a lot of women wrong.
Yeah, her horrible cheating ex that we talked about a lot in the last episode is going bald, so...
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the lie? Every time we say something about a group of people, I'm, like, so afraid that someone with that specific trait, like, watches, listens to us.
Take
like,
a shot every time she thinks we're doing a YouTube channel.
Both of us. Like, what if our four listeners are, like, a bald guy, a communist, and who else have we made fun of? People who use Snapchat filters as their profile pictures.
And then the other guy's RJ, so.
Yeah. Hey, RJ!
Shout out! The only follower we actually know.
On SoundCloud.
On SoundCloud, yeah.
Which we're making our primary place for the moment. We're still going to upload to Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but in order to do it for free, we can only upload 2 hours a month, so it's going to be really, like, behind.
Yeah.
So the most up-to-date ones will be on SoundCloud.
And we think there might be a way to do that through SoundCloud, too?
Possibly.
We'll see. We're figuring that out. We just hit our limit on SoundCloud, so we're going to have to pay for it now.
Yep.
But that's something we're going to figure out when we're sober.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan. After we actually see Spider-Man.
That's a problem for tomorrow, Marion, Laura.
It is
this guy has really cute dimples.
Sure. We have very different tastes for the most part.
We do.
We've been agreeing a lot today, which isn't usually the case because, like, she'll swipe left on someone that I'm like, no, wait, they're cute. Or she'll swipe right and I'll be like, really?
That guy was a guy that I would have swiped right on sober, so I don't want to pay for Tinder. Stop telling me to pay for Tinder.
If Eric responds to the catfish message,
we'll let
keep
you, know.
You up to date on that. Ooh, he's got pretty eyes.
Oh,
he has a picture with his grandma. That's so wholesome.
And he looks much cuter in this picture than he did in that picture. He looks a little serial killer-ish.
I think it's because the light is hitting one of his eyes and not the other, so he looks a little bit like a serial killer. Oh, honey.
Yeah. He's really cute.
If my boyfriend's listening, shout out. They're not as cute as you.
I respectfully disagree.
I'm okay with that, because I don't need you thinking my boyfriend's cute. I don't need you stealing my man's. That
I
was
mean,
weird.
I basically am him, so...
No. Oh, that's upsetting. Only a certain specific kind of guy can pull off long hair.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth.
Sebastian Stan.
Yes.
He's the only guy that I've seen that can pull off a man bun.
Mm. Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyone in Marvel.
If you're in the MCU, you can probably pull off long hair. I don't know if Chris Evans would be able to do it.
No, I just saw like some GIF sets on Tumblr for a movie he's doing that's about to release on Netflix where he has like, not necessarily like really long hair, but like shaggier hair. And it looks really good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Let Pick your favorite haircut. This guy's got like four different hairstyles in his pictures, and his bio is just pick your favorite haircut.
Please swipe right. I want to see that conversation. I'm going to go pee real quick.
We didn't match. Oh, this person's just looking for a threesome. Fun fact, bi girls don't all want to have threesomes. Some of them do. I am not one of them. And a puppy! Oh. Local man trying his best. So apparently there's like a limit for, ooh, he's cute, for how many likes you can get in a row, but not a limit for how many swipe lefts you can do. I've never hit the limit for likes. Supposedly that's also a difference between men and women on Tinder, is like men will be like, swipe right all the time, whereas women are just like, nope.
I mean, have you seen women? They're so gorgeous. That's the thing, like, I feel like every girl I meet, I'm like, they're so beautiful, but then there are some guys where I'm like, you're a troll, you're a goblin.
Typically the guys I'm dating. I'm the kind of person, she says while she's on Tinder, that will date a guy regardless of, like, how trollish he looks. So I'll date a guy that looks like he got hit in the face with a dumpster fire. If he can make me laugh and, like, isn't a piece of shit, I'll date him.
Hold on. Hit in the face with a dumpster fire. How does that work?
He's so dark.
I mean, yeah, the dude was short and balding.
And his teeth and, were really crooked.
Oh, really? And yeah.
I hope he finds this podcast.
Honestly, it would be so funny. And it's fine because Zach is such a common name. Like, you'd never find him in a million years.
He has the most basic name. We have to, in order to find him on, like, Facebook to stalk him, we have to search his girlfriend.
And yeah, and then go in and find him because his name is so basic.
Mm-hmm. Back to Sophie.
Okay. Ooh, Bobby. As she was swiping left, I was like, ooh, just proves how different our tastes are.
Oh, Bobby.
Another Bobby. Is this this Bobby wasn't as attractive as the other Bobby.
Nope, his Poppy was, though.
Sean.
I feel like I've matched with him before, last time I had Tinder.
Oh god,
his face
bio.
Is very familiar. And his pictures haven't been updated in like 3 years.
His bio said, let's sell all our stuff and travel the world. You can try, but traveling's very expensive.
Another big issue with Tinder is this guy is in group pictures and he has the same guy next to him in every picture. And I don't know which of these two guys it is.
Are both of them attractive? If so, then it's fine. Oh, they both have got six packs.
But both don't have the best face.
What's that term when, like,
butterface.
Butterface?
Everything's attractive butterface. It's a very sexist term, but I use it to apply to guys as well. Because it's 2019, bitches.
Yep.
I don't know why, but his face just made me giggle.
It's a little unsettling. I think just the way he's smiling.
No, it's not in like a, I'm making fun of him. It's just like he just projects this sense of humor that I like.
Oh, really? I just thought he was doing a bit of, like, one eye bigger than the other thing in one of the pictures. The only boomerang that's acceptable is one of a puppy.
Yes, he's doing the pupper head tilt. It's cute.
Oh, it's so cute. Ooh, he's got a nice smile.
Can I see your entire face, please, sir?
He's drinking. Every picture is cut off one eye. Does he have, like, only one eye?
He looks like a total douchebag.
Yeah.
He's got earrings. He's making that face.
Like the pouty lip.
He's pouting in that picture. He's pouting in that picture.
Oh, God. He's pouting in all his pictures. It's not a cute look, men.
Honestly, the goofiest guy you'll ever meet. No, seriously. If you hella short and we about to kiss, you might need a stepladder because I'm 6'3". Nah, I'm messing. So are you tall or nah? If you goofy and fun to talk to, can you use proper grammar, sir, please?
It's Tinder.
Swipe right. There's no comma. If you goofy and fun to talk to, swipe right.
We will be best friends for sure.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Oh god, he's a vlogger.
And add me on Instagram and Snapchat.
Oh man, this is so much to unpack. Wait, is he popular on YouTube? Because, like, you can get in a relationship with him. We promote the podcast on his YouTube channel. and then you dump his ass. Hold on. And then, like, if you guys are one of those, like, famous YouTube couples, you'll get, like, a lot of traction from the breakup.
Yes.
What's the channel? Oh, he's got 397 subscribers.
More than us.
Yeah, that's true. It's more than I had when I was a YouTuber.
My experience with interracial dating is the first video that popped up.
It has 2,000 views.
So does he just... Is he like Dylan Is in Trouble, but like music videos?
Or is he doing covers?
I can't tell.
I have no idea.
Do you think I should just swipe right just to see him?
Yeah. He looks like such a douche, but I'm so curious about his YouTube channel.
Oh, we didn't match.
Rip. Fabu.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we did.
It oh, you matched. Oh, God. Oh, he's a God. Mark with a C. I've never met a Mark with a C who wasn't a douchebag. I could be wrong. I'm sure there's a nice Mark with a C out there.
Are you talking about the pube-haired, double-eared looking
ass? Oh, God. Our friend dated a Mark with a C, and he ended up being a total asshole. And he wasn't very attractive. And, like, from the get-go, I knew he wasn't attractive, but I wouldn't tell my friend that because I felt like that was just kind of a rude thing to say. Like, your boyfriend looks like a goblin.
See, have you come to me and been like, your boyfriend looks like a troll? I'd have been like, holy shit, you're right. I'm done. Probably
but
not.
I know you're not that shallow. I was like, you know what? If he has a good personality and
treats her right,
then it doesn't matter if he looks really ugly. But then he dumped her in just the worst way ever. So he wasn't a good person, and he was ugly on the outside, too. And then that evening, I was telling my boyfriend about it, and he just texts my friend, and he's like, girl, you don't need that pube-haired, dumbo-eared-looking ass. it was amazing.
So I'm going to message him and be like, I have some questions about your YouTube channel. Yeah. I'll be like, I checked out your YouTube channel, and I have some questions.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say, because I didn't watch any of the videos, but I want to see if he thinks that guy did and, like, starts trying to explain what particular things happened. No, I didn't mean
mansplain. I'm kidding. He just seems like the kind of guy to mansplain, and I'm judging specifically from his selfies. They're bad, guys. Like, just don't do the pouty face. You're only allowed one pouty face, but even then you're on thin ice, you know? But if all your pictures are the douchebag pouty face, like, we got a problem.
It's like for girls, the Snapchat filter.
The dog filter.
Any Snapchat filter. Okay. You're allowed one, maybe two Snapchat filters. Okay, you're only allowed one, like, solo selfie Snapchat filter, because I have two online. But one of them's, like, me being like, I'm cute, and look at me, I'm a cute little mouse. And then another one's me being like, chilling with friends, and we were like sweaty and gross at work, and so I put a filter over both of us because she was like, Mary, I look disgusting with a filter. And I was like, okay. Checked out your YouTube channel. I have some questions. LOL. I end with LOL when I'm flirting. I end with LOL most of the time. But, like, when I'm flirting, I literally, every single text is ending with LOL. Because I'm like, that's how you signal that you're flirting, right?
Right. Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. His pants are so low. Okay, it's a guy named Mike. He looks, it says he's 25. It looks like he's 45. And he's got a shirtless selfie with his pants very low.
And he's like, stick thin.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He's, like, doing, like, bones. A muscly pose, but he has no muscle to show off.
But in the next picture, he looked like 12. So it's very confusing. You swiped on Jorge, but he had a puppy! There was a guy named Jorge who was cute, and he had a puppy?
I didn't think he was cute. We have very different tastes in men.
Fine.
Oh, she's cute.
Catherine.
She looks a little bitchy.
She could just have RBF.
She could, but, like, that's kind of the point of Tinder.
That's fair, yeah. I feel so bad for people who have RBF but are actually super nice.
Oh, shit, I accidentally super liked him.
Oh, can you undo it?
Oh, yes, because we matched and I can just unmatch him. Unmatch, damn it.
Oh, my God. Oh, near crisis averted.
I was going to hit, like, nope, because he, like, his first line was 420 friendly, and I was like, oh, no. But I hit super like instead, and I was like, panic.
Justin also looks like a douche.
You'll love my pup. I don't see a picture of a puppy.
Okay, the first two pictures are the exact same pose, just in different outfits. It's unsettling. It's like when you swipe, it looks like he was standing in the same position. Someone came in, changed his clothes, and he wasn't moving.
He's a mannequin.
Yeah. He has very large arms. No vein.
No, he does have vein.
Oh, never mind then. I hate
the
his
perfect
arms.
Amount of vein.
No. Any amount of vein is too much vein.
I'm going to right swipe because I'm in the mood to deal with some douchebags. See, the problem is I do this and then they don't respond till like I'm asleep already. And then I wake up to like messages and I'm just like, oh, well, I'm no longer in the mood for this and I'm sober. So bye.
Which one? Oh, see, this guy, Garrett, is considerate. He took a group picture and like cut out the other people so you know which one it is. And yes. Then the next one is a normal group picture or like picture with a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people will put like, I'm the one in this color shirt in their bio. Mm-hmm. Or like sometimes they'll even circle themselves in the group picture and I'm like, that's so considerate.
Right?
If you just post a bunch of group pictures, because I understand typically the pictures I take are with other people. I don't take mm-hmm. like just selfies ever, but I try to either crop them out for at least one picture so it's like, obviously this is who I am, mm-hmm. or like, I'll tell you who I am.
It's always so disappointing when you realize that it's the not cute one in the group picture. Oh, there was a neckbeard.
Like I had bad teeth.
Jakeem's got his leg very much on display, and then only half his face.
She's pretty.
I am so sleepy. It's only 10.
I know, I just got really sleepy. Really sleepy.
Ooh,
too.
Nick.
Every time I'm like, I might be sobering up, it's obvious I'm not.
Do you want to close it off? I think we got enough funny stuff out of this.
So numb.
Keep that. I'm definitely keeping that. Yeah, I think we got enough funnies out of this. I hope. Let us know if you actually think we're funny. DM us on Twitter or email us.
Yeah. Don'tdrinkandjudge@gmail.com.
Yep, and drinkjudge_ on Twitter.
I'm so glad you know our Twitter handle because I do not.
Don't worry, I got you, fam. All right.
All right, we don't need an outro.
Nope. Bye.
Stoop.